弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
今年是2026年。
Today is a year of
2026. 在1999年的时候
1999,
年底的时候大家都好担心。
At the end of the year, everyone was worried.
因为2000年来到的时候，不晓得这个世界会不会混乱。
No one knew when 2000 came if there will be chaos in the world.
因为那时候很多的电脑、很多的机器里头只有两个数字。
Because at that time, all the numbers in all the computers or electronic devices, they only had two digits.
哥啊，那时候他在Oklahoma 啊。
I asked my elder brother, at the time he was in Oklahoma.
他是 mechanical engineer.
He's a mechanical engineer.
他说真的不知道你的两个数字99之后就变成00，就好像从99年又回到这个1900年这个时候这个机器会怎么样。
He said he was not sure when 99 and then goes one more digit and return to 00. So it sounds like 1999, we'll go back to 1900. No one knows what's going to happen.
所以那时候整个世界都很在恐慌当中。
So at the time, the whole world was in an anxious state.
不过都过来了，有些人就那之后才出生的啊。然后我们今天就已经到了2026年。
So we have a process time, and many of the people were born after that. We come to 2026.
我们感谢神他每一年的带领。
We thank God for his guidance each and every year.
今天要跟大家讲一个题目叫新年的挑战。
Today I want to share a message with all of you is the challenge of the new year.
我们的经文是在以斯帖记。
So the scripture we are going to focus on is in Esther's.
请大家打开圣经。
Please open your Bible.
以斯帖记第一章。
Esther's chapter 1.
以斯帖记第一章。那我们来思考以斯帖记的时候，我们要稍微把以斯帖记得这个背景稍微要了解一下。
So before we go deep into the scriptures we are going to look at today, we are going to review what's happening in Esther.
以斯帖记读起来像一本小说啊，但是里头记载的却是真实的故事啊。
When you read the Esther, it seems like you are reading a novel, but all the recordings in that scripture was real.
以斯帖记第一章
Chapter 1
第一章我们用英文的读一到第八节。
Okay, we'll read in English from verse 1 to 8. This is what happened during the time of Xerxes. The Xerxes who ruled, so that's the king who ruled over the region. At that time, King Xerxes resignedfrom his royal throne in the citadel of Susa. And in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials, the military leaders of Persia and Media, the prince and the nobles of the provinces were present. For a full 180 days, he displayed the vast wealth of his kingdom and the splendor and glory of his majesty. When these days were over, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days,in the enclosed garden of the king's palace, for all the people from the least to the greatest who were in the citadel of Susa. The garden had hangings of white and blue linen fastened with cords of white linen and purple material, 2 silver rings on marble pillars. There were couches of gold and silver on a mosaic pavement of porphyry, marble, mother of pearl, and other costly stones.Wine was served in goblets of gold, each one different from the other, and the royal wine was abundant, in keeping with the king's liberty. By the king's command, each guest was allowed to drink with no restrictions, but the king instructed all the wine stewards to serve each man what he wished.
好，这里以斯帖的这个的背景是什么？
So what's the background in Esther recorded here?
他是在波斯王国的一个一个一一段的事迹。
So it was a period of happening during the Persian kingdom.
这波斯王国是非常富有的一个国家。
Persia was very rich at that time.
你看到在这里的话，他给的一个背景是大家在那里享受。
So you can see like the background here is a people in that Persian kingdom was they were enjoying the life.
他国家富有到什么地步？
So the kingdom was so rich to the point.
他也180天在那里欢宴吃吃喝喝的。
So for 180 days, people were enjoying and eating and partying, having feasts.
180 天。
180 days.
就快半年了。
It's half a year.
你想象你半年不需要工作，那边吃吃喝喝半年。
You think about like you do nothing, you don't work. But you enjoy your life feasting for 180 days.
还不止啊，180天满了之后又来7天。
And not just that one, after that 180 days ended, and there was additional 7 days of feast.
而且王还吩咐不准任何人有限制其他人的能够喝多少。
And the emperor also gave orders that no one should limit whoever wants to drink.
大家都随意而行。
Everyone followed its own desire.
这是这样的一个时代。
It's such a background.
这样的一个社会。
And such a society.
会不会让你羡慕？
And do you envy such a world?
羡不羡慕？
Do you envy that one? Do you?
我们很多人这个很辛苦的工作，我们就希望哪一天我们能够什么？退休了之后也是又吃又喝，我们不一定喝酒啊，但是也是又吃又喝，没有止境的啊。
We work so hard in our life, and then trying to look forward to the day that when we retire, we may not drink every day, but we will enjoy feasting and drinking each day.
我们要不是怕三高，我们什么都吃，什么都喝啊。
If we are not afraid of the three highs, we will eat everything.
啊，我们就想要是这样的一个世界里头啊。
So we want to sort of wish to live in such a world.
这样的一个世界常常让人家羡慕。
Such a world brings envy for other people.
我来美国之后就一直待在中部。
Since I came to U.S., I have stayed in the Middle West.
在 Oklahoma, 在 Nebraska, 在 Missouri, 都在中部。
So Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Missouri were all in the middle part.
然后有机会到了这个加州4年。
Then I had the chance to stay in California for 4 years.
后来就来到这里。
And after that, when I came here.
可是我来这里的时候，很多人都很惊讶。
When I came here, many people were surprised.
只有人去加州，没有人从加州出来的。
People all want to go to California. No one wants to leave California to come to Michigan.
你到了加州，什么都有。
In California, you can find everything.
什么都好玩的、好吃的都有。
All those fun things you can do and all the good food you can eat.
你每个周末出去这个 hiking, 在这个San Jose的附近那里 hiking, 一年都 hike 不完。
You can spend your weekends hiking around San Jose area. It will take more than a year for you to travel.
你可能花个三四年，每一个 hiking area 都走一遍，都可能走不完。
Even for 3 and 4 years, every weekend you may not cross all the hiking spots in that state.
你要爬山就在旁边。
If you want to go climbing, and the mountains are nearby.
你要这个海就在海边，就在附近。
If you want to go to the seaside, go to the beaches, and it's next to you.
你要到那个大湖Lake Tahoe是我最喜欢去的地方。
If you want to go to lakes, Lake Tahoe is my favorite spot.
那有很多的地方可以玩的。
There are so many places that you can enjoy.
在那样子的一个花花绿绿的世界里头。
In such a colorful world.
这是以斯帖那样的一个背景。
And that's a background similar to Esther's.
第二，我们来念这个第一章第九节。我们从第一章第九节一直念到第十二节。
So let's read chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. Queen Vashti also gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. On the seventh day, when King Xerxes was in high spirit from wine, he commanded the seven eunuchs who served him, Mahuman, Bizar, Harbona, Bigthar, Abi, Abekthar, Sether, and Kakas, to bring before him Queen Vashti, wearing her royal crown in order to display her beauty to the people and nobles, for she was lovely to look at. But when the attendants delivered the king's command, Queen Vashti refused to come. Then the king became furious and burned with anger.
你会发现到说，在这么丰富的一个世界里头，人的问题还是在。
You can see in such an abundant world, the key issue of human nature still exists.
在这里呢，王啊，国王要王后出来，但是王后却不愿意。
Here it described that a king commanded the queen to come out, but the queen refused.
十二节就说，王就甚发怒，心如火烧。
And in verse 12 it says the king became furious and burned with anger.
我们跳到第十五到十五节，一直念到第十七节。
Let's come to verse 15 to 17. According to law, what must be done to Queen Vashti? He asked. She has not obeyed the command of King Xerxes that the eunuchs have asked to her. Then Mamukan replied in the presence of the king and the nobles, Queen Vashti has done wrong, not only against the king, but also against all the nobles and the peoples of all the provinces of King Xerxes. For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women, and so they will despise their husbands and say, King Xerxes commanded Queen Vashti to be brought before him, but she would not come.
那中文的这个第十七节，他们就这些妇人就会藐视自己的丈夫。
In verse 17, the last one says, this woman will despise their husbands.
也就是说，当这个国王发现王后不听他的话，不愿意来的时候，他们就紧张了。
So here says, when the king found out the queen would not listen to his command, and he was nervous.
国王问他的这个他的这些仆人们说要怎么办。
So king asked his subordinates and what should be done.
他们说这个不行。
And the people reporting to him said this is not good.
听完国王的话，这个传出去之后，所有在家的太太都不听丈夫的话。
If the queen did not listen to king's command, when this goes outside and all the women in each household will not obey their husbands.
所以他们就下令。
So they give commands.
下令什么？
What's the command?
下令是在这个第二十节，叫所有的太太们要听丈夫的话。
So the command recorded in verse 20 says all wives must respect their husbands.
这很可笑。
And this is very laughable.
在这么丰富的这个国家里头，大家都自由的享受的当中。
In such a rich country, when everyone is enjoying themselves,
人家为了这件小事而小题大做。
And with such a small matter, and they amplify that to a big thing.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为这也是一个充满自我的一个社会。
Because this is a society filled with self-centeredness.
就好像我们都生活一点都不没有烦恼。
It's like when we live our life, there are no worries.
但是我们的烦恼都是从我们的家人来的。
But our worries, our troubles come from our family.
为什么我们在自己的家里头有许多的烦恼？
Why do we have so many troubles inside our own family?
因为我们在家里头有很多自我。
Because there are a lot of self-centeredness inside each household.
大家都顾着自己的面子。
Everyone will try to save his or her own face.
以斯帖让我们看到他以斯帖是活在一个丰富的一个国家里头，但是也充满了很大的自我。
Esther, recorded showed like people live in a very rich country, rich world, but they are also filled with a self-centeredness.
第三个背景我要大家注意的。
The third background I want to point out.
我们在第二章第五节。
We can look at chapter 2, verse 5.
我们从第二章第五节 一直到第十一节。
Let's read from verse 5 to verse 11. Now there was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin named Mordecai, son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, among those taken captive by Jehoiachin, king of Judah. Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, who had been brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This young woman, who was also known as Esther, had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. When the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many young women were brought to the citadel of Susa and put under the care of Haggai. Esther also was taken to the king's palace and entrusted to Haggai, who had charge of the harem. She pleased him and won his favor. Immediately, he provided her with her beauty treatments and special food. He assigned to her 7 female attendants selected from the king's palace and moved her and her attendants into the best place in the harem. Esther has not revealed her nationality and family background because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so. Every day, he walked back and forth near the courtyard of the harem to find out how Esther was and what was happening to her.
这个丰富的世界人人都向往，因为里头有许多的享受。
That the rich world Aaron was looking forward to, there was so much enjoyment in life.
但是这个世界也是充满了许多的自我。
And also that world is full of self-centeredness.
这个世界是与神的百姓敌对的。
And this world was opposite to Lord's people.
这里讲的犹太人，神的百姓，在那里是被掳的人。
Here it talks about the Lord's people, Jews, were the captives.
这里讲到有一个人名叫莫迪盖。
It talks about a person named Mordecai.
他有一个干女儿。
And he has taken her cousin as her own daughter, as his own daughter.
叫什么名字？
Esther.
哈大沙，没有人知道他的这个犹太人名字。
Yeah, her name was Hadassah, the Jewish name.
但是他把他改名叫以斯帖。
But he changed her name to Esther.
他改名叫以斯帖之后，你知道那个王，因为王后没有按着他的这个吩咐进来，他就把这个王后给这个除掉了。
We know that Vashti did not follow king's command, so she was banished.
那除掉了之后呢，王就开始在要找另外一个王后。
And after that one, king started looking for another queen.
后来就找到了以斯帖。
And later, Esther was anointed.
以斯帖就做了新的王后。
So Esther became the new queen.
但是在这个过程当中，莫迪改，我们刚刚读的，有没有注意到第十节，第二章第十节，莫迪改特别吩咐以斯帖告诉，不要告诉人他是犹太人。
In verse 10, Mordecai had a special note.Esther had not revealed her nationality and family background because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so.
为什么 Mordecai 特别吩咐以斯帖不要让人家知道他是犹太人？
Why did Mordecai specifically instruct Esther not to share her background?
因为这是一个敌对神百姓的一个社会。
Because this is a world that's against Lord's people.
而且在国王那里有一个臣仆啊，哈曼。
And also there's a subordinate in the king's court named Haman.
他特别针对莫迪改，向他对他生气。
He was very angry and targeting Mordecai and was furious at him.
他的生气不但是针对莫迪改。
He's infuriated towards not just to Mordecai.
他的怒气也是对整个以色列。
His fury also was towards the all Israel people.
所以你知道这个世界虽然丰富。
You know, we know that the world, even though it's very rich.
但是却是对神的百姓来说是一个敌对神百姓的一个地方。
But it's a very hostile to the God's people.
以斯帖要能够在这个环境里头好好的生活下去，他就要隐藏他的身份。
In order to live well in such an environment, Esther had to hide her true identity.
她改名字可能也是这个原因。
And her name was changed probably for the same reason.
所以就这样的一个背景的当中，我们来到第四章。
So with such background, let's come to chapter 4.
我们今天的信息。
Our today's message.
花了半个小时介绍这背景。
I spent half an hour introducing the background.
我们今天的信息很简单，就三句话。
So our message today is quite simple, only three themes.
我们必须要被唤醒。
We need to be awakened.
我们要面对挑战。
We need to face challenge.
我们需要选择摆上。
And we need to choose to offer ourselves.
我们需要被唤醒过来。
We need to be awakened.
面对挑战。
Face challenge.
选择摆上。
And offer ourselves.
我们需要被唤醒。第一。
First point, we need to be awakened.
第四章一到四节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 4.
我念给大家听。
And pastor will read the scripture.
摩迪改知道所做的这一切，也就是说哈曼这个臣仆让王下令说要把所有的犹太人给杀了。他听到这个消息之后呢，就撕裂，第十章第一节，就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，蒙灰尘，在城中行走，痛痛哀号。到了城门前停住脚步。第二节你注意下面的这句话，因为穿麻衣的不可进朝门。王的谕旨到了所到的各省各处，犹太人大大悲哀，禁食哭泣哀号，穿麻衣躺在灰中的甚多。王后以斯帖宫女和太监来把这事告诉以斯帖，他就甚忧愁，就送衣服给莫迪改穿，要他脱下麻衣，他却不受。你要知道说，我们需要被唤醒。
In that we need to be awakened.
我们需要从安逸的生活里头被唤醒过来。
We need to be awakened from a life of ease.
在第四章的前面，你就发现有穿麻衣的，有灰尘，有在那里哀哭的。
In the beginning of chapter 4, we saw that there are people wearing sackcloth and have ashes and loud bitter cries.
在这之前,
Before this,
这个国家里头是无止境的这个酒喝。
Before this one, the whole country spent time in endless kind of drinking and feasting.
在第二章你看到有无止境的这个化妆品可以用。
And then in the chapter 2, we remember there were endless cosmetics that can be used on the girls.
可是在第四章开始的一幕就是一个清醒的一幕。
But in the beginning of chapter 4, we see a totally different scene.
在这个丰富，表面上看为丰富的这个世界里头，大家充满了自我，但是神的百姓却在这里头要清醒起来。
So we know that in this rich, abundant world, but the God's people need to have a clear head.
不再是穿细麻衣，乃是要穿麻衣。
And not to wear those fine linen clothes, but to wear sackcloth.
不是放了一大堆的香料跟洁身之物，乃是把灰尘堆在自己身上。
Not to use the oil of myrrh and all those fragrances, but to pile themselves with the ashes.
因为他们知道再过不久，他们要面对生命的危机。
Because they know not long after that one, they are faced with a challenge of life and death.
第四章的第二节，我们碰到一个问题。
In verse 2 of chapter 4, we are facing a problem.
摩迪改穿了麻衣，要走到这个朝门，就是到了王宫里头的时候，不能进去。
Mordecai wearing sackcloth when he's close to King's Gate, he was not allowed to enter.
因为悲哀是不容许进到王宫里头的。
Because the The morning was not allowed to enter the king's gate.
你记得尼西米啊？如果你读过尼西米，尼西米有一次这个白酒给王喝的时候，他脸上带了愁容，王就发现，哎，你怎么带着愁容？那是要被杀的。
If you remember Nehemiah, like when he was serving wine to the king, and his face was in drought, and king was not happy to see what was happening.
在王宫里面只可以有快乐的笑声，不能有悲伤。
Inside the palace, only laughter and joy are allowed.
啊，悲伤到了这个朝门前就要止步。
Mourning and crying, those were not allowed. They had to stop before king's gate.
换句话，以斯帖和莫迪改是活在两个不同的世界里头。
In other words, Mordecai and Esther, they live in two totally different worlds.
一个在宫内，一个在宫外。
It's inside the palace, the other one is outside.
外面面对现实的这一个悲哀的生活，以斯帖是不知道的。
And the outside people are facing such a challenge of a mourning life, but Esther knows nothing about it.
也因为这样子，以斯帖整个人的观念是非常肤浅的。
And because of this one, the whole view of Esther was actually kind of shallow.
你怎么知道她的这个观念是很肤浅的？
How do we know that her worldview was very shallow?
你看她解决的方式，第四节。
And look at the way she handled things. Let's look at verse 4.
以斯帖发现这个莫迪改悲伤之后，她就甚忧愁。
Esther found out the mourning of Mordecai, and then she was seriously in distress.
他解决的方式就叫莫迪改换一套衣服穿。
So the way she handled that one, she sent a new set of clothes to Mordecai, asked him to change.
他并没有问说为什么穿麻衣。
She did not ask why Mordecai was wearing sackcloth.
他也没问说到底是什么的消息严重到这个地步。
She did not ask what situation caused such a big issue.
他就说你怎么那么悲伤，换件衣服穿。
So she was thinking, okay, why are you so sad? And then just change a different set of clothes.
很多时候我们的观念就那么肤浅。
And in many situations, our views are shallow like that.
我们面对这个世界的时候，其实里头有很多的问题。
When we are faced with this world, there are many problems.
那我们就告诉自己，哎，treat yourself, have a drink or have a good food.
We tell ourselves and treat yourself and have good food and drink.
就是让自己又好吃又好喝的，开心一下，就这样子来解决我们心中的烦恼。
We tell ourselves to resolve our internal troubles by having good food, eat and drink.
我们需要被唤醒。
We need to be awakened.
特别从安逸的生活当中要醒来。
Especially awakened from a life of ease.
我们要知道我们活在的这个世界与神的子民基督徒是敌对的。
We need to know that the world we live in, this world, worldly life, is against God's people.
我们需要从安逸的生活当中被唤醒，我们也需要从自我中心的这个生活里头被唤醒。
We need to be awakened from a life of ease, and we also need to be awakened from a life of self-centeredness.
以斯帖需要被唤醒。
Esther,needed to be awakened.
唤醒之后做什么？
And what to do after being awakened?
唤醒之后要面对这个挑战。
After being awakened, the task is to face the challenge.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
以斯帖后来发现莫迪改不肯穿衣服之后，他第五节才开始找人来问说发生什么事。
When Esther found out that Mordecai refused to put on the new clothes, then she sent people to find out exactly what happened.
你注意到这个次序啊。
Let's focus on the order of events.
以斯帖并没有先问发生什么事，先说你换一件衣服，开心一点。发现他不肯换的时候，才开始问说到底发生什么事。
Esther did not ask what happened in the beginning, but she offered, okay, change your clothes and be happy. And after that one, she asked, okay, what happened? That refused to change. What's the reason?
莫迪改就把自己所遭遇的事，还有哈曼要灭绝犹太人的这件事情，第七节告诉了以斯帖。
And when Esther asked, Mordecai shared what happened with everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay and in the annihilation of the Jews.
他要求以斯帖去见王。
He asked Esther to go see the king.
以斯帖说什么？
What did Esther say?
以斯帖说，王没有找我的话，我不能够擅自去见他。
Esther said, if the king did not summon me, I could not go to see him on my own will.
Mordecai 又说什么呢？
What did Mordecai say after that?
13节。
Verse 13.
你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人，就免这祸。此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必致灭亡。
Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will rise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的时候。
Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
以斯帖要面对一个选择。
Esther was faced with a choice.
她要继续做王后，还是她要表明她是犹大人的这个身份
？To continue to be a queen or to reveal her true identity as a Jew?
她不但是进去见王国王的时候，要冒这个生命的危险，因为王没有招她。
She had to go to see the king and to risk her life because she was not summoned by the king.
她要跟王求的时候也要表明她的身份。
And when she was pleading to the king, she had to reveal her true identity.
你知道以斯帖一直都没有告诉人她是犹大人。
We knew that Esther did not share she being a Jew to other people.
你知道犹大人的生活习惯跟外邦人生活习惯完全不一样。
We know that the living habits of a Jews were totally different from people around them.
你知道犹大人很多东西不能吃的，外邦人什么都吃。
We know that the Jews had a lot of restrictions of their food, but the Gentiles can eat everything.
单单不告诉人他是犹大人还是不够的，你整个生活要跟外邦人一样。
Not only did she not to tell that she's a Jew, but her lifestyle had to be similar to those around her.
也就表示以斯帖若不告诉人他是犹大人，他有许多需要妥协的地方。
And that also means that because Esther did not share that she being a Jew, so there are many areas of life she had to compromise.
以致人家看不出他是犹大人。
So people could not tell that she's a Jew.
如今他要面对一个挑战。
Now she is faced with a choice.
他不能够再隐瞒他是神百姓的身份。
And she can no longer hide her true identity being God's people.
跟我们差不多一样。
It's similar to us.
我们很多时候我们不敢跟人说我们是基督徒。
In many situations, we are afraid to share that we are Christians.
我们是神的百姓。
We are God's people.
因为我们想要跟人家融在一起。
Because we want to mingle with other people.
因为我们羡慕这个世界有的东西。
Because we envy what this world offers.
要跟人家承认说我们是基督徒，人家就会看着我们。
To tell other people we are Christians, we will attract special attention from other people.
怎么这种事你也做？
Because such a thing, why do you do such a thing and you claim yourself to be a Christian?
啊，你是基督徒，你怎么也这么想？
And you are a Christian, how can you think like this?
我们要在这个世界里面也跟世界的人一样追求这个世界上的事，我们也爱这个世界的东西，我们就非得隐瞒我们是基督徒的身份。
We live in this world, we also pursue similar things that the world are pursuing. So in this situation, many times we hide our true identity as Christians.
莫迪改告诉以斯帖说你不能再隐瞒了。
And Mordecai told Esther that you can no longer hide.
你得到这个王后的位置，岂不就是为了今天吗？
How do you know that you get to the royal position is exactly for such an occasion like today?
从今天开始，你要活得像神儿女的样子。
From today, you need to live your life like a life of God's daughter.
我们以前在这个世界上的努力，我们赚取了多少的东西？
We worked so hard in this world. We earned a lot of things from the world.
我们舍得放下吗？
Are we willing to give up?
我们舍得为了要活出基督徒的样子，我们舍得就把它撇在一边吗？
Are we willing to put them aside, put all those glories and achievements aside in order to live a life of God's children?
所以以斯帖面对的问题，
So the problem, the challenge that Esther is faced with,
她需要面对这个挑战。
She needs to face the challenge.
最后她要选择要摆上。
So she, her choice is to offer herself.
她要选择摆上的。
She chose to offer herself.
在第十五节到十七节。
In verse 15 to 17.
我们念一下英文。
Let's read in English. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions.
我们今天的信息是什么？
What is the message today?
我们需要被唤醒。
We need to be awakened.
我们要面对挑战。
We need to face challenges.
我们需要选择摆上。
We need to choose to offer ourselves.
以斯帖选择摆上。
Esther chose to offer herself.
她做了三件事情。
She did three things.
第一就是她要求有三天的祷告。
First, she asked people to fast for 3 nights and 3 days.
这不是一件容易的事。
It's not an easy matter.
她不是祷告说，让神祷告，祷告之后让我能够勇敢地踏出来。她已经选择要踏出来了。
She did not say like, Lord gave me strength, help me to step forward. She already chose to step forward.
她三天的祷告。
She prayed for 3 days.
因为她准备要违背王的命令。
Because she was prepared to disobey king's command.
违背这个世界要我们做的事。
To disobey what's being called by this world.
这世人有许多的这个无闻的这个规定。
There are many unwritten rules in this world.
基督徒都不能照着做的。
But Christians should not follow those.
他准备要违命。
She was ready to disobey.
第一就是祷告。
First is to pray.
违命。
Second is to disobey.
第三，死就死了。
The third, if I perish, I perish.
死就死了。这不一定是勇敢。
This may not be the vigor to be courageous.
这是必须要做的。
And this is a must do.
要活得像神儿女的样子。
To live a life that's worthy of God's calling.
就算死都愿意。
And that we should be willing to give our life.
我们今天愿不愿意接受这挑战？
Are we willing to accept such a challenge?
很多时候我们知道神的话这么说。
Many times we know exactly what God's commands are.
神教导我要怎么样的教导我的孩子。
And God teaches us how to bring up our children.
神教导我做弟兄的要起来做属灵的领导。
And the Lord commanded all the brothers to step up to be the spiritual leaders.
这世界有许多可以追求的，可以奋斗的，但是我们愿意不愿意放下。
There are many things that are worthy of a pursuit and to fight for. Are we willing to give up all of those?
我们愿不愿意做这种的牺牲？
Are we willing to give us such to offer such sacrifice?
放下我们的自我。
Put down our own self-centeredness.
按神的心意而活。
And to live according to our own will.
不是因为我们勇敢。
Not because we are courageous.
因为我们必须这么做。
But because we have to do.
神叫我们要舍己。
God asks us to give up ourselves.
死就死了。
And if we perish, we perish.
背起十字架来跟从主。
And carry our own cross to follow Jesus.
以斯帖。
Esther,
在这之前，你读第一章到第三章。 他是无名小卒，除了他是王后以外，他是无名小卒。在这个世俗的世界里头，人家只看到他的美貌跟他的身体。
When we read chapter 1 to 3, Esther was a pretty much a non-identity. And she was known for her beauty, for her figure.
但是第四章之后，
But after chapter 4,
你会发现她变成整个以斯帖记的主角。
And we found that she became the centerpiece, the true character of Esther.
我们也可以活在这个世界里头，一直当着一个被动的人。
We can live in this world and passively.
或者我们也可以转个弯，做一个主动跟随神的人。
But we can also have a choice to turn around and to actively pursue, to follow, to be a God's children.
在这之前，她生活当中有许多的妥协。
There were many compromises before this in her life.
也不能告诉人的妥协。
She could not tell other people the compromises she made.
当她那一刻竞选王后的时候，她进去之后，还没当王后之前，是不是跟国王睡了一觉？没有人知道。
So no one knew. No one knew. The Bible did not record whether before she was anointed queen that she slept with the king. Did not tell us. We didn't know.
有没有妥协？
Did she compromise?
我们很多时候把以斯帖想成太神圣了。
Many times we view Esther as a super holy being.
你活在这个情欲泛滥的世界里头，她的生活如果不愿意表明她是犹太人的话，难道没有妥协吗？
So in a world full of flesh desires, if she did not reveal her true identity as God's children,And do we know whether she compromised?
我们今天很多人，我们其实在生活当中也有许多的妥协。
In nowadays, many people in our lives, we probably are faced with a lot of compromises.
你不需要来到牧师办公室去忏悔。
You don't have to.
你自己知道，来到神面前。
You don't have to come to pastor's office to repent your sins, but you yourself know, so you repent in front of God.
但是以斯帖。从第四章之后，他只有一件事情，他不再妥协，他宁可一死。
From chapter 4, Esther decided that she only had one choice, and she would no longer compromise, and she would rather die.
在第三，他在这个第四章之前，以斯帖的人生只知道享受。
So before chapter 4, the life Esther lived was the purpose was to enjoy life.
他最难过的一件事就是不得享受。
So the most difficult thing for her was not to enjoy life.
我们已经看到了。
We can see that.
他只看到穿麻衣就是不好受。
She saw that wearing sackcloth, she was in distress.
换件衣服
and change her clothes
就享受了。
And that would mean to enjoy life again.
他就是那典型的啊。不高兴的时候去逛街买衣服。
She was like a typical figure that when she's not happy, let's go shopping, spend some money and have fun.
买新的东西让自己能够刺激一下。
Buy new things and to reinvigorate herself.
在第三四章之前，她只想到要快乐。
Before chapter 4, she only thought about being happy.
在第四章之后，她只求在神面前能够为神而活。
And after chapter 4, her only desire was to live for God.
新的一年已经过了四天了。
Four days have passed in the new year.
你希望这是一个怎么样的一年？
What do you wish this year to be?
你愿意选择过一个基督徒的生活，还是你还要继续追求世俗的成功？
Do you choose to live a life as a Christian? Or do you want to live a life to continue pursue the worldly things?
新的一年过了四天，以斯帖呼吁要祷告禁食，你会怎么做？
The four days have passed in the new year. In Esther, she called for fasting. And what would you do?
新的一年过了四天，以斯帖说要为神而活，宁可死也愿意，你会怎么说？
This past in the new year, Esther told us to live for God and would rather die. So what would you do?
你愿意不再妥协吗?
Are you willing not to compromise anymore?
我们需要被唤醒。
We need to be awakened.
我们需要面对这个挑战。
We need to face the challenges.
我们需要选择，我们要把它摆上。
We need to choose, and we need to choose to offer ourselves.
如果你是福音朋友，还没有信耶稣。
If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior,
你有选择的机会。
You have a choice to choose.
选择做神的儿女。
You can choose to be God's children.
你的选择是什么？
What is your choice?
你不做选择，本身就是一个选择了。
Not to make a choice is actually a choice made.
基督徒也是一样。
And same for Christians.
你是怎么选择的？
How do you choose?
你无言，没有一个动作，本身也是一个选择。
No action, no words itself is a choice by itself.
以斯帖也可以就不想话，默默无声。
Esther could choose not to speak up and not to take action, not to do anything.
继续被动地过她往后的生活。
And continue to live her life as a queen passively.
但是她选择了愿意面对这个挑战。
But she chose to face the challenge.
选择把自己摆上。
Chose to offer herself.
所以以斯帖这一卷书的故事，它就变成一个主角。
So we can see that in the book of Esther, she became a key character since chapter 4.
也求神帮助我们，在新的一年，不做配角，我们做主角。
Let's ask God for his help. Let's become the main character and not be the sidekick in the new year.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们恳求主你帮助我们能够看见旧约的以斯帖能够有这样的一个勇气为你而活。
Lord, we thank you for your words that you revealed to us in the Old Testament that Esther had such a courage to live a life for you.
今天在新约里头，我们这有你圣灵所赐的新生命的基督徒。
Now in this New Testament, Testament world,as Christians have the Spirit, Holy Spirit from you.
我们岂不更应该要站起来？
We have no excuse, we need to stand up.
有你的能力带领我们走新一年的道路。
And we need to walk this new year under your guidance and with the strength from you.
让我们被唤醒。
Let us be awakened.
愿意面对这个挑战。
Willing to face the challenge.
我们能够选择我们舍己跟随你。
So we can choose to sacrifice and to give up ourselves to live for you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.